Hey everyone, and welcome back to Modern Stoicism. I'm your host, Brooklyn Weston, and let me tell you, life can sometimes feel like a roller coaster up one minute, down the next. Ever felt like you're just clinging on for dear life? Well, guess what? We all do. But here's the good news. Building resilience isn't about avoiding those dips, it's about learning how to navigate them with grace and come out stronger on the other side. And that's exactly what we're diving into today, emotional regulation and its superpower. Building unshakable resilience. So, get ready to unlock some serious inner strength because we are about to unpack 5 key takeaways that will help you weather any storm life throws your way. First up, remember that your emotions are valid. Feeling stressed, frustrated, even a little bit scared, these are all normal human experiences. Bottling them up only makes things worse, right? It's like trying to hold back a tidal wave with your bare hands. Not gonna happen. Acknowledging your feelings is the first step to mastering them. Think of it like this. You wouldn't try to ignore a physical injury, you'd address it head on, right? Emotions are no different. Next up, learn to identify your triggers. What situations, people, or even thoughts tend to send your emotions into overdrive? Once you know your triggers, you can start to develop coping strategies. You know that feeling when you walk into a room full of people and suddenly feel overwhelmed? Maybe it's the noise, or the lack of personal space, or maybe just the thought of making small talk. Recognizing that trigger allows you to take a step back, breathe deeply, and choose how you want to respond instead of reacting impulsively. Now, let's talk about mindfulness. It's not just some trendy buzzword, it's a powerful tool for emotional regulation. By paying attention to your thoughts and feelings in the present moment without judgment, you can create a space between the stimulus and your reaction. Think of it like this. Imagine your emotions are waves crashing on the shore. Mindfulness allows you to stand back and observe those waves without getting swept away by them. You can feel the power of each wave, but you're not letting it control you. Speaking of control, remember that you have more control over your reactions than you might think. While you can't always control external events, you can choose how you respond to them. Ever had a day where everything seems to go wrong? You get stuck in traffic, spill coffee on yourself, and then realize you left your wallet at home. That's a recipe for meltdown, right? But here's the thing. You have a choice. You can choose to let those events derail your entire day, or you can choose to view them as minor inconveniences and keep moving forward. It's all about perspective. And finally, don't be afraid to seek support. Building resilience is a journey, not a destination. There will be times when you need a helping hand, and that's okay. Talk to a trusted friend or family member, join a support group, or even seek professional guidance. Remember, you are not alone in this journey. Let me paint a picture for you. Imagine you're preparing for a big presentation at work. Your palms are sweating, your heart is racing, and your mind is swirling with anxieties. You feel that wave of panic rising up. It's like that familiar feeling before a test you haven't studied for. But here's the difference. This time, instead of letting those nerves take over, you remember what we've talked about today. You take a few deep breaths, remind yourself that your preparation is solid, and focus on delivering your message with confidence. You nail that presentation. Not because you weren't nervous, but because you mastered the art of emotional regulation. You faced your fear head-on and came out stronger on the other side. That, my friends, is resilience in action. So remember, building resilience isn't about being superhuman, it's about mastering the tools that help us navigate life's ups and downs with grace and strength. It's about acknowledging our emotions, identifying our triggers, practicing mindfulness, choosing our responses, and knowing when to seek support. You got this. Now, go out there and make today awesome. Share your thoughts on this episode, what resonates most with you. What are some strategies that have helped you build resilience? Let's keep the conversation going in the comments below. See you on the next episode of Modern Stoicism.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.